Thank you for calling customer support. This is DeMarcus speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is James Ryan, and I received a debit on my bill today, or on my card today, for $94.90, dated 2/16, and I didn't make a purchase.
All right, let's see here. Let me get your zip code, sir, so I can get your account pulled up.
73013.
State that one more time. I'm sorry.
73013.
73013. Your first and last name again.
James Ryan, R-Y-A-N.
All right. Okay, yes, sir. I do see here we're on January the 28th. You did place an order for our all-natural keto and cleanse product. Now, sir, that keto and cleanse product, that is an all-natural product that does help reduce appetite and increase metabolism. I do want to state to you that you did enter a 14-day trial, sir, to receive a one-month supply of our product. Looks as though you received that product back on, I'm just tracking this product for you. Back on, looks like February the 1st, yes, sir, delivered by USPS. Now, with that package that was delivered by USPS, sir, that yes. 1 month supply, we did give you 14 days to try that product and also the added time to call and cancel. If you did not call and cancel within that 14 days, we went on ahead and billed you the full amount for that that product that you received from USPS, okay? So that $94.90, and it looks like that $85.90 did decline. I just want to state to you that that was for that initial product that you received back on the 1st of February, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand that. I didn't see anything about a charge coming for that. Nothing
yes,
in their website or wherever I ordered it. It wasn't there. Anything about paying $94.90.
Yes, sir. Now, I do want to state to you, I can go ahead and place a 50% discount on all future orders for you. And also,
I don't want a future order. The product doesn't work. And I don't want any more, nor do I want the charge of $94.90. Does that mean I have some more coming?
No, sir. That's what I was stating to you before. That initial product that you received, if you did not call and cancel within that 14 days, we went on ahead and billed you the full price for that keto and cleanse product, sir.
Oh, well, this is something that should be turned over to an attorney, I guess. I didn't authorize a $94.90 charge.
Yes, sir. Do you remember... Hidden in the box that states you are over the age of 18.
In the box what?
I stated, do you remember in the box that states you are over the age of 18 when you signed up for this product, sir?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. In that box, sir, if you would have hit that little tab, it does pull up those terms and conditions that state you are entering a 14-day trial to receive a one-month supply of this product. And also with the added time to call back in to cancel, if you don't cancel, you are billed the full price of that product, sir. So that's where you're seeing those terms and conditions. When you hit that you are over the age of 18, that's where those terms and conditions came in at.
Well, I didn't see it, don't want it, doesn't work. So
yes, sir.
And I'm to take the $94.90 off.
I am going ahead and get this account.
Product.
I am going ahead and get this account canceled out for you, okay? Now, with that $94.90, as I stated before, it is a valid charge due to the fact that you did not call in counsel within that 14-day time frame. But I will cancel this account out for you, ensuring you that you won't receive any more products or billing statements from us. Once I'm done, I will have a cancellation number for you. Just ensuring that I did get this taken care of for you, okay? So one brief moment while I take care of this, okay?
Okay, and they're going to take the $94.90. They're going to refund that?
No, sir. As I stated before, that charge is valid, as in those terms and conditions that you entered for this product, okay? But I will cancel this account.
Well, it's not okay. It's not okay. It's fraudulent.
Yes, sir. As I said, you won't receive any more products or billing statements from us after I get this account canceled out. One brief moment while I get this taken care of for you.
Okay. I'll take that $94.90 product that you sent me and put it in the garbage. That's where it belongs.
as I stated before, sir, we haven't sent any more products. The product that you already received was the product that we billed you for.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Yes, sir.
All right. Am I going to get something to say that you canceled this? Are you going to send
yes,
me
sir.
An email or?
As I stated before, sir, I will have a cancellation number for you. Just ensuring you that I did cancel this account out and that you won't receive any more products or any more billing statements from us. Okay. One brief moment
right.
while I get this taken care of for you.
All right. Fine.
All right, sir, I cancel this account out for you. I do have this cancellation number. It is quite a lengthy one, but bear with me. I have it for you if you're ready.
You're breaking up pretty badly, so I'll try to write it down.
Can you hear me? I'm a little clearly now, sir. I apologize.
Yeah, you're very, very hard to understand.
One second, one brief moment. Let me see if I can take care of this for you.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, sir. Am I clear now?
Not much better, no.
Not much better. Let's see here.
No.
All right, so I did cancel this account out, sir. Are you ready for this cancellation number?
Yes.
All right, it's going to be CS and Chris. 33, F as in Frank, 24, F as in Frank, D as in dog, F as in Frank, E as in Eric, 0.
What was the last digit?
0.
0.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
I have 33, F as in Frank, 24, F, D, F, E, 0.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks.